This is a fox. Fox. And these are gloves. Gloves. And this is my garden. There are many flowers in my garden. A lot of flowers in my garden. I really, really love flowers. And particularly, a obzvláště, this one. This is my favorite flower. Or to be exact, abych byla přesná. To be exact, this is one of my favorite flowers. Because I have many favorite flowers. And this one is one of them. This is one of my favorite flowers. And in Czech, it is called náprsník. You understand to call, volat, nazývat. And called, nazývaný, zvaný. Called. It is called, nazývá se, doslova je zvaný. In Czech, it's called náprsník. V češtině se nazývá náprsník. And in English, it is called foxglove. This flower is called foxglove. And these flowers are called foxgloves. You know, this animal is called a fox in English. And these are gloves. A fox, gloves. This is a fox. These are gloves. And these are fox gloves. A tohle jsou liščí rukavičky. A fox, gloves, and fox gloves. My beautiful garden. And my favorite flower, foxglove. Foxglove. This is grass. Grass. You can see grass in the picture. The grass is green. I love green grass. And what about you? Do you like green grass? Do you like walking on green grass? So, in the picture, you can see grass. And you can also see little drops of water. This is a drop of water. These are drops of water. This is a drop. That is a drop. These are drops of water. And these drops of water are called dew in English. Rosa in Czech. But in English, we call it dew. You know, like Talamore dew. You probably know this kind of whiskey. It is a brand of whiskey. A brand, značka. It is a brand of whiskey called Talamore Dew. Tulamurská rosa. So, this is dew. This is morning dew. because you can find it on the grass early in the morning. It is morning dew. And I prefer the morning dew to the whiskey. To be honest, abych byla upřímná. To be honest, I prefer the morning dew to the Tullamore dew. What about you? What do you prefer? The morning dew or the Tullamore dew? Please let me know in the comment section below the video. Let me know, please. It means inform me. In the comment section below the video. The man in the picture is my husband, Martin. It is my husband. His name is Martin. He likes to take photos of railways and trains. These are his pictures, his photos. Look at this one. Look at this picture. These are rails. These long metal parts are rails. And all of this is a railway. 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 Trains run on the railway. It means trains go on the railway. Martin is interested in trains and railways. I'm not. I'm interested in plants and flowers. I'm not interested in railways or trains, but I use them a lot. I use them very much. I take the train very often because I can't drive. When I travel by train, I need a ticket. These are train tickets, but these are very, very old train tickets. Now the tickets are different. But I like the old tickets better. I miss them. I really, really miss them. And what about you? Which tickets do you like better? Do you miss the old tickets? When you travel by train, you can meet very interesting people. You can meet interesting people on the train. Or in general, nebo obecně, in general, or in general, you can meet a lot of interesting people on the railway. That's the main reason why I like traveling on train. A reason? Důvod? The main reason? Hlavní důvod? The main reason I like traveling by train is that I can meet many interesting people there. It was one reason and the other reason. Ten druhý důvod. One, jeden. The other, druhý, ten druhý. The other reason is I can watch landscape. I can watch the scenery from the train window. And what about you? Do you like traveling by train? You can leave me your answer in the comment section below the video. Thank you very much and bye! Do you like honey? I suppose so. I suppose so means I think so. I suppose, I think. Do you like honey? I suppose so, because everybody likes honey. Everyone likes honey because it is sweet and delicious. You can, for example, put it in your tea. You can put a little bit of honey into your tea, and then it will also be sweet and delicious. In this picture, you see three jars of honey. This is a jar. This is a jar. That is a jar. These are jars. And they are full. Full of honey. There are three jars full of honey in the picture. But these jars are empty. Empty means there is nothing in the jar. There is nothing inside the jar. It is empty. All these jars are empty. They are waiting. My father will fill them with honey, and then they will be full. They'll be full of honey. But this word has got two meanings. Dva významy. Believe it or not. Věřte tomu nebo ne. Believe it or not. It has two meanings. And the other meaning is something like drahoušek or miláček. In Czech, if you love somebody, you can call the person honey. Oh my honey. You know the song. Sugar. Na 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 na. Oh honey, honey. Oh, I'm sorry for my horrible singing. But this is definitely not a song about food. It is a song about love. Sugar, miláčku, cukříku, oh honey, honey, drahoušku, medíku. So, if you love somebody, you can call him or her honey, my honey. Thank you. I would like to show you a bench in this video. I'd like to show you a bench. You know, a bench is a piece of furniture. Furniture. For example, a table is a piece of furniture. Or a chair. A chair is also a piece of furniture. This is a table. This is a chair. A table, a chair. This is not a bench. It is a table. This is not a bench either. It's not a bench either. Or it's not a bench either. It is a chair. But I'm looking for a bench. Is that a bench? No, it is not. And what is it? What is that? It is an armchair. An armchair. A chair. An armchair. Look at this man. He's sitting in an armchair. This is his arm. This is his hand. But this is his arm. A hand. An arm. A chair. An armchair. He's sitting in an armchair. He's not sitting on a bench. And now look at this man. What is this man doing? What's he doing? He's sitting on a bench. Finally, you see a bench. This is a bench. And this is a man sitting on a bench. Joke. Do you understand the word joke? It is something that is funny. It's a very short, funny story. For example, this is a joke. It's a joke from Scotland. You know I like my husband's photos. And especially, I like photographs with a joke. Which means, I like photos that are funny. For example, this one. The writing in the picture says, "Naughty girls need love too." A naughty girl is the opposite of a good girl. Like children. All children are sometimes good, well-behaved, and sometimes naughty. And some girls are naughty too. And believe it or not, they need love. Good girls need love. Naughty girls need love. Everybody needs love. Everyone in the world needs love, even a naughty girl. And now, look at these two photos of the same place. The same place, but at different times. The place is the same, but the times are different. And I think the other one, the other picture, shows the COVID time. So the picture is a little funny, but also a little sad. A bee is a kind of insect. A kind of, a type of insect. For example, this is an insect. This is also a type of insect. A butterfly is a kind of insect. A dragonfly is also an insect. A spider is an insect too. And look at this. It is ugly, isn't it? It is ugly. It's not nice. It's not pretty. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's an insect. But I'm sure it's an insect. A bee is also an insect. And it's a very useful one. It is very useful, very beneficial. It produces honey. To produce, to make. The bee produces honey. We all like honey. But be careful. You must be careful. The bee has a sting. And it can sting you. The bee can sting you with the sting. It's painful. Ouch, ouch. Pain. Painful. And it may be dangerous. So it is very important to be careful when you work with bees. So be careful. Horse. A horse. In this video, I would like to show you a horse. I'd like to show you a picture of a horse. But I must find it first. I don't know where it is. I'm looking for a picture of a horse. You know, a horse is a big animal. For example, this is an animal. And is this a horse? Oh no, it is not a horse. It is a cow. A cow. A cowboy. The cow gives us milk. But it is not a horse. And what is that? What's that? Is that a horse? Oh no, it is not a horse. It is a goat. A goat. It gives us milk too. Do you like goat's milk? To be honest, I don't. I do not like goat's milk. But what I really love is goat cheese. I'm looking for a picture of a horse, and I cannot find it. I can't find it anywhere. Look at this animal. It is a cock. A cock. And this is a peacock. A cock. A peacock. But this peacock is very special because it is white. But I'm trying to find a horse. I'm looking for a horse. Oh, here it is. This is a horse. This animal in the picture is a horse. It's a beautiful animal. And you can ride it. People can ride horses. But I cannot. I can't ride a horse. The only thing I can ride is a bicycle. I can ride a bicycle, but I can't ride a horse. And what about you? Can you ride a horse? And what is your favorite animal? This is a tomato. Tomato. But some people call it a tomato. I think Americans do. Americans say tomato. But I say tomato. For me, it is a tomato. Tomato. These tomatoes are red. It means you can pick them and eat them. Whereas these tomatoes are green. Do not pick them. Don't pick them now. You mustn't eat them now. You must wait. You must. You have to wait until they are red. I love fresh tomatoes and mozzarella cheese. It is delicious, especially in summer when it is hot. I eat a lot of tomatoes. My father grows tomatoes. I don't. My father grows fruit and vegetables. My father grows things that you can eat because he's a practical person. I'm not. I am a romantic person. So I grow things that are beautiful. I grow plants and flowers. But we both like gardening. My father likes gardening. I like gardening too. We both like gardening. And what about you? Do you like gardening? Do you prefer to grow fruit and vegetables? Or do you prefer to grow plants and flowers? This is Bara. She owns a cafe. She's a cafe owner. She has a little cafe near our place. Her cafe is near our flat. It is near. It's not far. Near. Far. In fact, it's just around the corner. A corner. Around the corner. It is around the corner. It's only around the corner. And now a difficult question. Now, a question which is not easy. It is difficult. What can you do in her cafe? What can you do in a cafe in general? In a cafe, we can drink coffee. We drink coffee in a cafe. Coffee, cafe. And what else can we do in Bara's cafe? What else? What else can we do in Bara's cafe? We can choose from many desserts. Oh, I love desserts. And I especially love the desserts made by Bara. For example, this one. It is called pavlova. This dessert is called pavlova. And it is my favorite. It's my absolute favorite. My husband likes good coffee and desserts, too. He also likes good coffee and desserts. But I think the main reason why he likes the cafe is Bara.